From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. In this episode, I meet a medieval doctor, and he reveals to me the secret of the water of the River Jordan.
It's nice and warm here near the fire, and this soldier is polishing his helmet. And of course, if you go to battle, you want to be good-looking. And we are going...
A rusty helmet doesn't protect as well as...
A rusty helmet doesn't protect. No. It's got
to
be in...
You have to polish your helmet.
Absolutely. It's got to be in top shape.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
You too. Let's go outside. And we are, of course, now... Approaching Christmas. This is the last episode of this show before Christmas. This is a big hug party. Because, of course, on a fair like this, people love to meet and hang out. And I've already encountered a lot of friends, people that know me from TV or from the internet, or they recognize me because I walked around here last year as well. And that's kind of one of the things I like about this winter fair, is over time you get to know the community, because this is definitely a community of people. And look at this, we've got the what is it? I know that plant. I think you're supposed to kiss underneath, right? Here, people getting mulled wine near the fireplace. But I still have to drive, and I'm not gonna go and get mulled wine. Oh, here's a joker again. Hello. And there's almost a Charles Dickens type of atmosphere here, with all these storytellers in these ancient houses.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I am the barber surgeon.
You are the surgeon?
I am the surgeon.
Yes.
And I work according to the body fluids. Do you know the rules of the body fluids?
No, I don't know my body fluids. No, I know nothing.
Every person in his life has four fluids in his body, the phlegm, the blood, the yellow bile, and the black bile.
Uh-huh.
And they should be in balance.
In balance.
And I'm a doctor from the 14th century.
Yes.
And I want to show you one of my most precious things.
Ooh.
This is an ampulla.
Yes.
And it was the water from the River Jordan.
Wow.
Where Christ was baptized.
Yes.
And I use it, if I don't know, to cure people. I give them some of the water of the river, and I make a cross on his,
yes,
on the forehead, and I give the person to my God in heaven, and I'll ask him, would you be so kind to take my responsibilities, because I don't know.
We can't cure everyone. Yes, yeah. Sometimes you just have to.
You have to believe.
Leave it to a higher power.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to believe.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your explanation.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Teach the children well.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. I don't have to add anything to that anymore. The doctor explains us that sometimes you really have to rely on God, because we can't do everything as humans. And that's very true. There's the Snow King again. And the magical world today is, a word is Abaduba. And what does it do?
Habaduba.
Habaduba.
The snow will fall.
The snow will fall.
Yes.
Don't say it then. Don't say it. I still have to drive home.
Okay. I won't say it.
Okay.
Say it otherwise. Abudaba.
Abudaba.
Then the snow stays away.
It stops. Thank you. Oh, the things you learn here, it's amazing. It's really crazy. I did not know that you could just conjure up snow by saying Abaduba. Oh, wait, you shouldn't say that, of course. It's dangerous. But, That was a wonderful story, don't you think? This doctor who said, of course he was one of the people that probably works here at the museum and is staying in character, teaching people how the mindset was in the Middle Ages, where you would definitely use the natural knowledge that there was of the body fluids and the stuff that he explained. But then if that doesn't work, you just have to pray and use the water from the River Jordan and trust people to God. I think, you know, that's actually still true today. Even though our knowledge of the body and how to cure people has increased tremendously, we still can't cure certain things. But we can always pray, right? All right, let's see, what else have we got here? These are our old farms. There's another fire and some other people in medieval dress. This looks like a small garden near this farm. And I can't really tell which century this is from. Of course, for many centuries, people have always used the same kind of building techniques. So the farms from, let's say, 2,000 years old sometimes look surprisingly similar to farms from only 5 centuries ago. Well, let's look at the explanation here. As I thought, this is very ancient. It's a linear band wear farm, and this was found in the south of the country, and it is more than 5,000 years old. That's crazy old. That's insane. Wow. Okay. And this then. This is another farm. And it's also from the Neolithic times. And there were the people that lived here in these houses in the Netherlands, which of course weren't called the Netherlands back then, they would both farm and hunt at the same time. Well, wait a minute. Actually, we can go and take a look inside. Why not? This looks almost like, you know, one of those nativity scenes. Let's see. Oh, it's dark inside, so I can't see. Oh, well, no, wait a minute. I hear music. There's something going in the back. Let's take a look. What's happening here? Oh, music. Cool. Wow, the things you discover here in what looked like an abandoned farmhouse, but then all of a sudden there's a whole group of people playing the most amazing music. Absolutely fantastic.
And that's it for this penultimate episode of the Daily Breakfast of 2017. Tomorrow, one last Christmas episode before I go on a short break, and I'll be back in the new year with more episodes. Thank you for watching, thanks for your feedback, and thanks for your support if you are a patron over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, and God bless.